Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. It's time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Parker Pathways and You and Me. And this is RepublicBroadcasting.org. Parker Pathways, November 18, 2007. I want to make a point that one of the callers were talking about pipes and the infrastructure of the concept of things. I want to make a point about these radio frequency identification devices. There are RFID tags on the pipes and the infrastructure of some parts of America where these are they're being placed in the construction of pipes is a highly secret concept and is being hidden from the public only because it comes under the Homeland Security Act and under the Bioterrorism Act as according to what they plan to do. But the whole thing is the need is to monitor what they're really trying to do is to monitor radioactive materials. And these radioactive materials are in power generators, and these are called intrusion strategies, and they're tamper-resistant communications with chips. And they monitor the areas of what they consider hostile environments for the International Atomic Energy Agency and the United Nations agencies. In other words, the United Nations has sanctified these chips in terms of governmental agencies using them. They're radio frequency identification devices, okay, and they're tagged, and they're placed on, and they're wireless, and they're placed on the in the pipes on the devices that transport the water. So what they do, they supplement the existing door switches, and these are called passive infrared motion detectors, and their intrusion detection devices are suitable to determine when the poisons or when the toxins are applied into the water supply. And this is sanctified as an EPA toolbox protocol. And there are cameras that are also miniature cameras that are being placed in the new systems in the high end hostile environments that have already been designated in the United States. They're part of the war games. It'll be going on for the next 5 years, and there's more to be said about this in terms of monitoring untreated water, which I keep talking about, which is part of the bioterrorism concept. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll discuss real estate and the Department of Defense. We're going to get it in there.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and on just what I told you about the RFID tags for the monitoring of the water, I could do a whole show on that. And on surface, that is a very good thing for the Department of Defense to do and the Homeland Security to do and the EPA to do, is to monitor the water, be able to work it through. But the other process is that what it takes out of the hands under the Agenda 21 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Directive for controlling America, it comes under Chapter 21 called Environmental Sound Management and Solid Waste and Sewage-Related Issues. Chapter 22... has long ago been taken out for the public to even begin to know what it says. It's called the Safe and Environmentally Sound Management of Radioactive Waste. I know a lot about that, and because I was dumb enough to be involved to help write it. So I can't talk about a lot of things on air, but as I've said to my listeners, I've always made a point of putting it all into, if you listen to my sentences carefully, you will pick up the code that I'm putting out there as to how to solve it and where the areas are and how things are happening, and I'm talking globally, because the whole thing that I don't have time on the show to go into is the concept of cancer and how that's the bulwark of how international global law and medicine is integrating into the cancer as part of the United Nations plan to work this. And I just want to call a quick attention to Representative Waxman, whom is world renowned at this point. I mean, they even quote him in the Saudi newspapers. And he has a bill that's a less burdensome approval pathway for generic or follow-on biotech medicines. And the whole point is that right now, the state of the art is very sophisticated to be able to duplicate and develop protein moieties. These are bacteria, yeast, and cultured mammalian cells where contaminants can be figured out and how to develop them and how to take them out of the drug development chain. There's a whole process by which this integrates directly into the concept of what I call the biodefense industry. The companies that are involved in the biodefense industry are some of them, but the ones that I've analyzed their intellectual property is Dynaport Vaccine. And they do animal models, but they've gone beyond that, and they've done some good work in terms of taking different models of being able to analyze various forms of biodetected drugs. There's a company called Alysis Therapeutics, and they have developed infectious disease development programs. And their advanced development of a drug called Anthem for anthrax antitoxin is very sophisticated. There's another company called Implicit Bioscience. And all these companies, by the way, are IPOs, or they already are on the stock market, or they're hidden behind in private, but they're all very much interconnected. Now, they get biodefense money, the company Implicit Bioscience, and they're a virtual company. They're in late-stage development work on bots. They're very much into broad-spectrum immunological drugs. Very sophisticated work, and may turn out to be more life-saving than we can believe. There's another company called Advanced Life Sciences, and it's developing cethromycin, which is a treatment for anthrax and a bioagent. They're going into the effect of brain neurotoxicity developments in bioterrorism. But the main thing that I was impressed with and still am, and I follow them closely, is their respiratory tract infection research on Advanced Life Sciences. Very sophisticated work. There's another there's another company called Chimerix. And Chimerix is, they develop broad-spectrum Citophores, which are kidney toxicity and smallpox viruses and new bacteria and viruses for the development of changing the kidney's cell structure by bioterrorism. There's a another company called Genfar, and Genfar, I've analyzed them. They do sophisticated work with the U.S. Army, and they develop countermeasures against the subtypes of Ebola and the three subtypes of the Marburg virus. The Marburg virus, to me, is far more deadly than even Ebola, and this is already in the pipeline for most of these companies that are connected, who know, and we can't say on air, but the whole thing, upstart company projects that are outsourced over in Pakistan and Indonesia. And there's another company called Pharmathene. Now, that's spelled P-H-A-R-A-T-H-E-N-E. Now, they've been funded for a long time, even before 9/11, and they were they're extraordinarily capable folks, and they have a drug called Perexta, which is developed for the Department of Defense to prevent morbidity and mortality from chemical weapons. And, of course, this is very important because of the change of the sperm and ovum of humans as a result of chemical weapons. And then, of course, we have the top of the pile, the vaccine messes. And the whole process by which the company Acumus, they have developed one of the most sophisticated biodefense vaccines that the world has ever seen. And they have enough to handle 195 million doses right now in the strategic stockpile against smallpox. And that is more guarded than Fort Knox. I mean, Fort Knox is child's play again compared to what the effort that's gone into guard the strain numbered ACAM2000. And this is the manufacturing of this particular smallpox is not your ma and pa's smallpox. So we have here, I'll mention one other company, Harvard Bioscience. They have purchased PanLab and for $5 million in cash. That's not much money in U.S. money, but it is in Spain. And this is a Barcelona company, and it distributes products that have to do with how you develop the computational chemistry for the smallpox. And they're a software company that's totally dedicated to the process by which you can estimate how to change the smallpox. And there is another company that's called ARC Therapeutics. And ARC Therapeutics are developing peptides and peptide leads that are called tags in the peptide system for protein development, which is very important work. And because the protein systems are the first ones to be affected by various forms of diseases that are similar to the work that Ulysses Therapeutics is doing in biodefense work, and to complement the infectious disease concepts that are coming up in our new, our next generation of people who are going to be more affected by any of this than can be actually believed. And of course, this all affects stem cell systems. And anyone who thinks that stem cell systems are something that we can talk about in an academic way as if we're discussing religion, it's not just religion. What we're doing is trying to put this to the bedside. And this comes into the clinical trial updates that occur with stem cell research as it affects various diseases that are spin-offs from the biodefense systems. And so this is where we get into systems like Lim-Shimas. Shimas are forms of degradation. They call them diabetic foot wounds. And essentially, these are forms of circulatory bioterrorism problems of tissue repair. And Astron Biosciences is one of the leaders of another company that's doing advanced work, very important work. We'll come back at the other end of the break. Call in is 800-313-9443. and we'll discuss bioterrorism and green construction.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and this is November 18th, and the year 2007. I wanted to mention while I was at it, in terms of the basis of how things were based on patent laws and the concept of being able to do something about it, in terms of preventing infringements, it has everything to do with these companies that I've mentioned. By the way, as I mentioned earlier, are IPOs, initial public offerings, in other words, or they are already on the stock market, or they already merged with bigger companies. They are the future companies, no matter what you can talk about, automobile, steel, and the rest of it, and outsourcing to China, which is China is very interested in developing themselves as a innovation country. In fact, on the Olympics that are coming up in China, their theme will be subtle, but not so subtle until the end of the Olympic festivities, as being the innovation country. And they're putting 80% of their gross national product into biotechnology, stem cell research, developing of cloning, embryo stem cell work, the development of inventions that have to do with how to control the mind and change brain tissue. I talked about that on the last show. They are going science and technology and innovation as being the innovation country. Now, there's only one place in America that is the last bastille of people who own patents in science to be able to develop any kind of way to go to trial. Across the United States of America, if you talk about a patent and development, the concept of thinking that there's somebody that's infringed, like a foreign country, you get a summary judgment of non-infringement. It resolves this patent judgment system. There's one place in America which is the last bastille of being able to challenge on an international court basis to go to trial for patent infringement, and that is East Texas. It's been that way for a long time. But now East Texas is the United States District Court in the Eastern District of Texas, as of last Friday, has 352 filings. And the idea here is that when you go to Tyler, Texas, and Marshall, Texas, and those areas in those district courts, you got a chance to challenge in court and go to trial that the patent suits are taken away from New Jersey, which is a focus area of the drug manufacturers who have full-time lobbyists in China and in France, to be able to go under the Hatch-Waxman Act of 1984, where a generic drug company can make an abbreviated new drug application for a generic version of a patented drug before the patent expires. And so the generic company must claim that its drug does not infringe on the underlying patents. So the idea here is that people talk about health care and they insult your intelligence by running for president to discuss something, but the real world is in the eastern part of Texas, and those courts, to be able to go to the mat and challenge these greedy, terrible human beings that don't care about human life whatsoever, and contaminate the drugs, contaminate the innovations, contaminate the concepts of how they develop generic systems. And we go and talk about, well, genetic modified foods are bad for you because they're affecting the bees. No, the bees have to drink water, and the water's contaminated, and the viruses grow in the bee's stomach to work it through. That honey is a basis form of a lot of pharmaceutical research as original from the plants that used to come from the Amazon. Now we do it with software from some of these companies that I mentioned earlier in this show. Now, a lot of times you're infringing on another person's patent, which is totally legitimate to do if you're really infringing. What happens if you have a foreign government whose whole concept is to be able to steal your work and then integrate it with poor ingredients and integrated patent changes and go to the mat onto the open market in the global system, and then have the international law lawyers who say, we want cancer developed on the international scale because we want to have international law cover the patents from the pharmaceutical companies to give you cancer. Nothing about having to treat cancer in such a way to actually have a remission. Those are the kinds of cases that go to East District of Texas, and God bless Texas. I mean, you know, it makes me want to become a citizen of Texas. But the House of Representatives in September approved a patent reform legislation with a venue change of 220 to 175 to take this away from Texas. It's in the Senate in 2 weeks. We're going to come back and to try to take it away from Texas, because you can't go there. We'll come back at the other end, and we'll try to get into the Department of Defense and green construction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and November 18, 2007. And one of the things that I wanted to mention about the U.S. District Courts being available to go to court, the last bastille is in, of course, Eastern District of Texas. The other areas are Central District of California District Court, the Northern District Court of California, but they're highly restrictive in the seventh District on their verdicts. And, of course, New Jersey, the District of New Jersey, and the District of Delaware, which has always had, from the time the United States developed the Patent Office, that was always the bulwark there of going in. But in order to suppress the concept and defend foreign countries, the way to go against the foreign country is still the Eastern District of Texas. The lower part of it, of course, is the District of Massachusetts has the fewest filings, a little harder to get in, a little more formal. But the fact that the House of Representatives voted to change the venue for these kinds of changes for being able to go against a foreign country was 220 to 175. I want to repeat that because the whole thing is that goes to the Senate in 2 weeks to be able to take that option away from you and being able to go to court on that infringement basis. This is our Congress we're talking about. We're not talking about this glorified insult to the intelligence presidential race candidate's business. What a joke. What a joke. The thing comes down to the fact that one little point I want to make before I trying desperately to get into green construction in the Department of Defense and the use of our food and water. The whole point of bioterrorism is really not, it is being the companies that I named are, and their intellectual property, as far as I'm concerned, that I've analyzed, I think are just superb. And, of course, as I said, they are the future companies along with the gene therapy companies. But one of the points is outer space. You know, when you go out in a thing, the space shuttle STS-115 on September 2006 was one of the most important fly-ups that you could have because they put salmonella up there in the outer space, and they developed had other bacteria, which I can't get into. The show isn't long enough to go into it, but that's the real battleground. In other words, what happened with salmonella when it went into outer space? And they tried to grow it in outer space to see what the conditions would be in space. They found that 167 genes had changed in the salmonella than they went into space. No one knows how that happened. These kinds of results keep coming back in the terms. And the reason this is important is because the New World Order and the concept is all based on vaccination. This is what's going on in the state of Maryland. That goes to court tomorrow morning concerning to the parents come in and the people that talk about it. Well, we just want the children to have an education. They never answer the question about what's in the vaccine, which is what the parents want to know. So they're going to set up a special vaccination place in the courthouse, and the parents come in, and then they get the soft soap job and then try to get their kids vaccinated. But anything, all this is part of this connection off of the Center for Infectious Disease and Vaccinology that's run by out of the I won't mention the state on the West Coast that is the major underground testing facility. It's not in Colorado, by the way. So the whole thing is that if you have 167 genes that change for deadly salmonella, and you change out. Think of the potential of how, and I'm going to take something right out of the Bible here. It's called the one eye in the sky and the one eye in the ocean. And the whole thing comes down to the fact, and that's right out of the book of Revelation. I'm not one of these people that wants to talk about religion, but I'm just saying that the whole point is that there are certain aspects of things that come out on the view. And the view is development, and the view is multiplication, which is exactly what has been foretold in every concept since the 12th century in terms of what's coming up. You can believe those folks if you want, but I deal with the facts and the concepts and connecting these dots because you take one sentence here, a piece there, and put it together, and you talk it with facts and you work it through, which brings us to what I've been trying to talk about for three shows. And it has to do with what this, what I call the monstrosity of PR, called green construction. Now, the whole point is that in 1998, the United States Green Building Council developed the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's called LEED. Now, our world is going to be totally run for this generation and the next based upon this contraption of Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, the idea of rating buildings to go with the design, construction, the operation of the what is called the sustainable buildings. Well, where do you think the sustainable building concept came from? It came in 1958 from the United Nations, where the whole process of the development of rating of various things was supposed. It looks good because they kept talking about some huts somewhere in some poor country that hadn't had a chance to develop themselves for a long period of time. And this was connected, by the way, with the Rhodesia and the Nigerian connection with the weapons of mass destruction, by the way, which I won't have time to go into in this show. But the whole thing of LEED, rated buildings, are all based on as the efficient use of energy and water. It was always based on water. It has this whole thing about greening and part of the fact of the Inconvenient Truth author getting a Peace Prize from an agency, and then going to work for a venture capital firm in Silicon Valley in California, so that Al Gore can have these investment potentials and these new kinds of fake carbon credit concepts, and then invest them, the money, into the new companies that are going to go green. Everybody's just buying this up like it's just ice cream. But the whole thing comes down to that. This follows the United Nations plan of the control. I keep asking from the first time I went out the door, and I'm going to stick with it. Who owns the water? And the whole thing, I came up with the fact that the United Nations says, well, it's all right to have water, you know, and I came out with the whole thing was the fact, well, who, if it's a right, then why don't we have a right to vote what goes into the food and water and the medical protocols? And that's why the United Nations went ballistic, because they said, well, you don't have your right to vote on what goes in the food and water. But the whole thing of Leeds and the United Nations and the green construction that you keep hearing about every day, you know, is a construction of projects with the integration of water and energy into one facet of how this works. This is why they want the second pipe in a lot of these new buildings, for the reusable water to be piped in another way, and then have this sold. And the disinformation groups, as well, they're called environmentally friendly concepts, is the word. And then the state and local governments have gotten their pamphlets. They got them 4 years ago on how this was coming down the line. So on how to develop and have development come in. Now, I opened the show with the concept that the real estate developing attorneys do not want the reusable water concept to have any strict liabilities, which it should have for future potential of what the water would do to somebody. Well, I tell you, I'm leading this no matter what. I'm going to the man. The idea that the water quality standards, that they say, well, the water purveyors comply with the most recent water quality standards, they cannot be held liable for damages for water later found to be unhealthy. So the whole thing comes down to the under the strict recycled water policy, providers would face a much higher standard, which is strict liability. That kind of liability does not require showing of negligence or intended harm. Of course, that's basic law. In my view, according to the lobbyists who are in Washington as of, well, they flew out on Friday from Washington, and everybody's going to come back in 2 weeks, and this is going to what they're talking about. It's not the law right now, and it's not a good policy to have this sort of scheme. And the idea of having the California water agencies liable for the fact of what the water will do in the future is just not going to, you know, so forth and blah, blah, blah. The whole thing comes down to the fact that they're trying to put forth the United Nations private and construction projects under the green choice standards of how to mix the water. You have Florida Governor Charlie Crist on July 13, 2007, signed three executive orders. The executive order, Leadership by Example, Immediate Actions to Reduce Greenhouse Gas Emissions, and the whole idea was to develop this out of the United Nations concept of the greenhouse gas emissions for the alternative fuel businesses they want to get into, which in turn will again contaminate the aquifers, not just Florida, but the rest of the country, because the other states are going to do it too. They'll be doing it too. On January 2007, excuse me, the New York City Green Buildings Act, it's called the New York Green Act, took effect in January 2007, and where it's going to require it's going to require that most of the New York City buildings achieve the standard of the United Nations sustainabilities for green buildings. The existing public buildings are required to meet all these standards of LEEDs. And then, of course, they want to get into the hospitals. Now, the whole point that we're getting into is control of people in these environments. That's the whole point. So, in other words, if you have a good example has already been put into effect in December 2006 from one of the notes I tried to get the time to put it on air, is the idea that in Washington, D.C. in 2006, the city council passed a comprehensive green building bill For the mayor of the city requires public buildings and as well as private to meet the green building standards. And the bill requires all commercial development of 50,000 square feet or more to meet the LEED standards starting in the year 2012. That means that no construction in terms of the poison pipes and the concept that they had fluoride, chlorine, and chloramine would extract lead from the brass and copper pipes and kill people, which it did and it still is. And so they're going to think of the way they're doing this is to avoid the liability. And so this is what's going to be discussed in 2 weeks in the Senate. So what you have here is that whoever will work in these buildings, and this is the new trick they're using for people that are coming out of college and the terms are going to say, well, we have a green building. We have an environment that's suitable. We have anything. And most of these people that are coming out of school today, they think that they're being given another ice cream cone, and that's where it is. No, they're not. They're getting a nice fancy building, of which is going to be called green and the rest of it. And there's nothing wrong with implementing kinds of energy systems and the rest of it. But if we have energy systems, why do we let the Chinese drill on our territory? Why do we have the outsourcing treaty concepts with the development of being able to have international law in the Supreme Court to decide these issues? So the whole thing comes down to the fact whoever works in these buildings has to agree in their employment contract on disclaimers that they will, this is very important, develop and approve of the Resource Conservation Recovery Act and the procurement of the purchase of specific EPA-designated recycle content products. Now, that's in the new employment contracts. So little Johnny and Miss Jane, who are going to get out of the thing, who think they got the world and they understand everything, are going into Orwell's description in Chapter 4 of 1984. It's called the Energy Policy Act of 1992 to develop who works where and how you believe it. In fact, in some of the new buildings that are being planned, I've seen some of these drawings, is the fact that it's right out of Orwell. You're all sitting in a circle, partly in the round, being able to look at the big HGTV, and you get your instructions from somebody from the United Nations on how you conduct your work in the sustainable development green construction. The Energy Policy Act of 1992 and its corresponding amendments are in the National Energy Conservation Policy Act. So the statutory basis for the federal energy and water conservation activities require that the federal agencies reduce energy consumption per square foot, and on the surface, that's fine, and the installation of water and conservation features. And what do you think the water conservation features are all about? The putting forth of the recycled water, the concept. See, this affects your human body. This you are being influenced and the control. I've had many shows on the concept of what country owns what part of your body. Now, in terms of drugs being developed and the concept of the real research, these are real companies. If you were to list, I've listed 205 companies since I've been on air. And every one of them are involved in legitimate research and thing involving in this whole plan of being able to do this. Of course, if you invested in them, I can't tell you to invest in them because I'm not an investment banker. But the whole thing, I can assure you, I figured it out in a little pencil on a napkin how much money you would have made if you had had $100 in each one of those companies. Yeah? Okay? $600,040. Of course, the $40 I'm not sure of. But the whole thing comes out, but that's hypothetical. Of course, it would have cost you in fees to the investment banker who would make sitting there not using their brain. I'm using mine and you're using yours. We're on Parker Pathways and we're doing their work. And they're not telling you what the social plan is. And therein lies another show where I talk about the investment bankers controlling the concept of it. So you have here the presidential order, which consolidates all the other executive orders. This is Executive Order 13423. Executive Order, January 24th, 2007. It strengthens the Federal Environmental, Energy, and Transportation Management of the United Nations, and it orders the goals in the energy efficiency of all water, renewable energy, and recycling of water, renewable energy, and sustainable developments, and water conservation for all federal agencies. And this is all under the Sustainable Development United Nations Mandate Number 12. And this means that approximately 445,000 buildings with total floor space of over 3 billion square feet are under the executive order because it first starts with the government. So Executive Order 13423 will be the mandate for the United Nations control of where you work, how you work, what you breathe, what you eat, and what you drink. We'll come back at the other end of our break here. And we'll try to get much more information in on this subject.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and I wanted to mention on the on the green construction of the United Nations plan to control buildings and the concept of what's in them, and the water that's in and the energy system. particularly for hospitals, too, because you won't be able to get an organ transplant unless you're involved in a sustainable development building. And that's another show, which I wanted to get into two shows ago, but you haven't had the time. But the thing that you need to work on is a concept that these require contract clauses in terms of any kind of dealing that you're having out there in the world with the United Nations LEEDs, L-E-E-D-A, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The first thing you look for is what we've been talking about. If they're in these contract clauses with the United Nations contracts for real estate, is the fact that they determine if any intellectual property infringement really can result from using the new green techniques that the United Nations wants you to do, and any equipment that's responsible for dealing with any infringement laws. The other point is to check the warranty and guarantees language in these disclaimers for these new green constructions to see if you violate international law. It's no longer local law. It's a concept. Even when you buy a new house, this is what's going to have to be looked at. You need to confirm if there's an adequate insurance company. Coverage which would include the professional liability insurance for the design of the house or the building. Also define who's responsible for the project in case it fails under the LEED certifications. A lot of times the United Nations now has the authority to come in a real estate contract in the United States of America and say that you can't buy the house because you do not satisfy the international law banking system that controls the United Nations monies that went into the sustainable development of your house or your building, and also to, you know, determine which party is responsible for administering the LEED certification. I mean, they have to be certified to the United Nations for the new construction in America under the new treaties that have already been formed and signed. So these are recommendations which come from large law firms that don't want their names mentioned. And another thing, too, you need to look at the long-term performance goals and the length of these warranty issues. In other words, the new warranty issue disclaimers are going to be in the new contracts under what I call the Orwellian contract law are shortened. And they only have a length of time of inspection that really comes under the LEED certification. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the new green is real, but it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. And the whole process of learning how China is involved in the concept of the stocks in terms that go into the what are called the American Depository Receipts. There are 120 China stocks that trade on the United States Stock Exchange, and 80 of them are involved with sustainable development. And, of course, in organ transplant sales, and particularly kidneys. And if they, let's say your hospital, as I inferred a few moments ago, that if they're not on the sustainable development concept, you won't be able to get your kidney in that hospital. And that's already low. This has been a good Parker Pathway show. I appreciate the caller and Republic Broadcasting Network. KWATI at SBC.net is my website. Thank you to the producer, and good job. And God bless America. And another thing, keep an eye open on what's going on in the world. Next 2 weeks is the determination of America's future. We'll see you next week. And happy Thanksgiving. With